Hello again, and welcome to the September 2023 Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast. This is your discussionist host, Marv Pikla. And again, I want to thank those listeners that take the time to send me a short note about one of the podcasts, and most importantly, how it applies to them. Every time I draft one of these mini messages, I always wonder if those listening really, truly get it. You know what I mean? That they really get the message or the idea that I'm trying to pass on. You know, in the professional development attachments to each message, whether the topic is communication or innovation, leadership, or all the above, hearing the personalized application of the topic area makes me smile with satisfaction. So thank you all one more time. So this month, we're going to talk about a unique but too often almost rejected form of professional development. This month, we're going to discuss making use of the not rights. Making use of the not rights. What am I talking about or referring to? To get a firm idea of what we're going to address here, I want everyone to think about the times you have witnessed or have been part of an incorrect or inappropriate decision or action taken by a supervisor or an organizational leader. So think about examples of that. Whether the action was a financial decision or the handling of a personnel action or one that involved you, or maybe a business-based move that might cause some form of professional discomfort up and down the staff ranks. You know what I mean? And what did you understand and maybe absorb or record from being part of those experiences? Did you or do you try making use of the not rights and transform into a solid learning moment from them for you? Do you see what I'm saying? Taking that negative, maybe, experience and transforming it into a solid learning moment for you. Or, on the other side, did you just spin it, which so many people do, so that it'll be all right, or ignore it completely and put it in the category that, well, it's just another one of those things. Well, this month, my goal for this Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast is to encourage you to not be one of those people who just push themselves to get rid of the bad experience as quickly as possible and thereby lose any and all value, like the professional learning that might come from it. All throughout my career, no matter my position, I standardly took stock of the lessons learned from the good or bad decisions made by others around me, okay? In an unplanned way, I seemed to draw to the assess the incorrectness of the decisions or the actions, you know, to really look at them and study them a little bit, and for sure what ripple effects, negative ripple effects it had within their organization. But don't think that I dwelled on the negative, because I know even good leaders make mistakes, and it's how you respond and react to those mistakes through corrective action that really makes you a good or great leader. And you know what? Even in my professional career building planning for making use of those not rights, it was kind of based on if or when I'm in that leadership job, will I make a better choice of what to do and what not to do in certain situations? You know what I'm saying? If I'm in that spot, I'm going to do it better, is the bottom line. So, for this month's podcast, I want you to always, always make progressive use of all positive or negative workplace experiences. I want you to think about things like consistency in the treatment of personnel. Think about allowing open interpretation of agency policies, no matter what it is, because they can always be better. Consider transparency in operations. That's a big, big thing these days. And finally, fairness in the opportunity for anybody to question your organizational practices. There's always a better way, and you know what I mean. Making use of the not rights you observed or experiences doesn't come naturally, because human nature always wants us to forget, ignore, quickly move on from those not right situations. Isn't that true? Well, I hope you try and glean some meaningful learning moments from all of those experiences and think, when I'm in that spot, I know I'll do the better, the righter thing. That's the learning moment. Thanks so much for listening this month, and we'll be back next month.